welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. In Air Chair 1, I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:15 and 79 degrees.
We are so glad that you're tuned in on this Saturday morning. Well, it's shaping up to be a hot, hot day out there. So make sure you're careful if you're out and about and stay cool. I hope you have air conditioning in your cars. One of my cars does not have air conditioning in it, and I feel for anybody that does not have air conditioning today. So make sure you run your air and you drink lots of water and you stay hydrated and you stay cool today, because my goodness gracious, it is going to be a cool... I said opposite of what I meant. It's going to be one of those hot days today. Ran into a little trouble last night when I was mowing grass. I opened the shed door where I keep my lawnmower, and a swarm of bees hit me and started going down my back and everything. And I thought, what is going on? Well, I found a bee's nest. So, I know this is probably not what you're supposed to do with nature, but I couldn't have a bee's nest right there at the door where I open to get my lawnmower every week. So I knocked the bee's nest down, and they were just still swarming around. It's a wonder I didn't get stung. I thought I got stung, so I asked my wife, I said, Amber, I said, did I get stung? And you said,
no, you didn't.
No, I didn't. So that was a little scare last night, but you got the grass mowed. If you listen to the Wednesday program at all, you know for a fact that I do not like mowing grass at all. Well, we've got trivia on the table for you today, like usual, since this is Offbeat News and Trivia. And we're giving away a Subway gift card today, a $15 gift card to Subway. Here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just give us a call and answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in a drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a name. If you're the lucky winner, we will send the gift card in the mail right to your door. And that is how it works, just as easy as that. So 740-383-9944 is our number. That's 740-383-9944. Get ready to play trivia, because we have trivia on the table for you this morning right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH and WWGH1071.com. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much, and we thank Rick for coming to Saturday mornings with us here on this radio station. All right, let's get right to the trivia. Get ready to give us a call. Sign up for a chance to win a Subway gift card. Here we go. By what name is the Aurora Borealis more commonly known? By what name is the Aurora Borealis more commonly known?
Typically, what color is sapphire? Typically, what color is sapphire?
What is the name of the last NASA-manned moon landing? What is the name of the last NASA-manned moon landing?
Which toppings, in addition to cheese and tomato sauce, would you find on a Hawaiian pizza?
740-383-9944 is our number. Let's find out who's here on the line with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights is a correct answer. How are you today?
Good.
And can't quite make out who's this?
Noah.
Noah, you are so soft-spoken this morning, buddy. I could barely hear you. How's your morning going so far?
Good.
Do you have any plans for today?
No.
Not sure yet. Too early, right?
Yeah.
That's right, buddy. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, and you enjoy your Saturday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he's so soft-spoken this morning. Sometimes he's all rambunctious and ready to go. What is the name given to the study of mythical creatures? What is the name of the study given to mythical creatures? Hi, we're on the air.
A sapphire is blue.
A sapphire is blue. Correct answer. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. Well, staying inside where it's cool. It's pretty warm out there.
It is. It's already warming up to just about 80 degrees almost here in Marion, for sure. It's going to be a hot one. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So we got Noah and Judy C. signed up for a chance to win.
How many carats are there in pure gold? How many carats are there in pure gold?
Hi, we're on the air.
That would be pineapple, Nate.
Pineapple, correct answer. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. Are you ready for the heat wave this morning?
No, not really, but I'm going to have to take it regardless.
You got good air conditioning?
No, when it gets real hot, my air conditioner has trouble keeping up with it. Sometimes it kicks off.
Oh, no. Oh,
so I
man.
Got a room closed off to kind of help, but I'm hoping it'll make it.
I hope so, too, for you, buddy. I hope you stay nice and cool today.
I spent two summers before with no electricity.
No electricity at all? Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know what I'd do like that. That's something. I go crazy when I lose it for 3 hours.
It's awful because, when it gets 90 degrees during the day and it only gets in the 70s at night, that house never cools off.
Oh, no, it doesn't, no.
I mean, if you have a fan where you can blow the heat out or blow some cooler air in, it'll cool off. But I spend a lot of time out on the porch.
Yeah, wow, yep. Boy, yeah, and I'm not sure how much of a front porch day-to-day it's going to be, because I'm not sure how much of a breeze we're going to have today.
I see the trees blowing a little bit, not much, but there's a little breeze out there.
Maybe a little bit to kind of take the edge off of it.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to tell Mrs. Nate, hi, I missed you guys last week. I fell asleep. Well, I almost fell asleep. Well, I did fall asleep, and I woke up right before it, so if I sound half asleep, that's the reason why.
Well, we're glad you're with us. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for being out there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Mr. Lee checking in. 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones and find out who's on our lines here. Hi, we're on the air.
24 carats and a diamond.
24 carats is on the diamonds. Well, how are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Well, you probably don't have any projects planned for a hot day like today, do you?
Well, I got some stuff I'm working on, but
yeah.
Few wins out and then back in. Few wins out, back
That's
in.
That's right. Now, are you a water drinker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got a water ready for a day like today?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, some people like it ice cold, and some people don't care if it's a little bit lukewarm. How about you? You got to have it ice cold?
I like it cold to death.
Yeah, ice cold is the way to go. And the fact is, if I can get me a little ice cooler, that's the way I like to get it, right out of the ice cooler.
Yeah.
If I can, you know.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, do your best to stay cool on a day like today.
Don't
get too overheated out there.
Nope, don't want to do that.
No way. Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for taking the time to call us.
Yep. Well, talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:25 and 79 degrees.
All right, trivia question. In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit? In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit?
How many bones are there in the human body? How many bones are there in the human body?
In which country would you find the Blarney Stone? In which country would you find the Blarney Stone?
What was the name of Yogi Bear's little friend? What was the name of Yogi Bear's little friend?
And those are the trivia questions we have for you to kick off the program. 740-383-9944 is the number. Give us a call. We're giving away a Subway gift card this morning. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us. Answer one of our trivia questions. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
How about mythology being the study of mythical creatures?
Yeah, mythology and cryptozoology, that's what it is. Absolutely. How are you this morning?
Well, doing just fine at 10 o'clock. Well, almost 10:30 now, I guess.
Yeah, doing okay for early in the day. Too early to find out yet, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, as it heats up, we'll all just have to stay cool out there.
Right. Seems like your new time is doing well. You're getting lots of calls.
Well, so far, so good. So we're pleased with it so far.
Well, good. I'll be listening.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Glad you're out there this morning, and we mean that from the bottom of our hearts, and we appreciate you being here at the news time slot here at 10:15 on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it 208 bones?
Is it 200? Well, that's close enough. Close enough. I believe it's 206. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what it. You're just two bones off.
Right. And the other one is Boo Boo.
Is Boo Boo, yes, his little friend. You got it.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. Well, hey, I want to tell you that if you get a chance, check out the old website at radionate.us. That's radionate.us. You can keep track of everything that we do on the World Wide Web and throughout the week at radionate.us. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it 206?
It is 206. Correct answer. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good. Now, is this Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Well, Brenda, it's good to hear from you this morning. We're glad you're out there.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get you signed up here for a chance to win.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. I didn't get a chance to tell her to stay cool, but Brenda, you stay cool out there, and I hope you drink lots of water and stay in the air conditioning today, for sure. And this is Nate Redmond.
And I'm Amber Redmond.
And we are so glad that you're tuned in this morning as the degrees continue to crawl up.
It's 80 now.
80 now. Okay. All right. We've hit 80 degrees already this morning at 10:29 here on a Saturday morning. Hey, I want to tell you about a neighborhood supper that is coming up. So we want to go down to Waldo for this. It's worth a trip because all their food is homemade, so far as I know. So it's a neighborhood supper, drive-through dinner, a warm meal in a container you can take home free of charge, Tuesday, June 28th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Here's the menu. Listen to this. A shredded chicken sandwich, chips, coleslaw, applesauce, and a cookie. Now, I believe that is all homemade except for the chips. I don't think the chips are homemade. But they ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot and the meal will be delivered to your car. I go every single time. And it's just a good meal. They're friendly. And if you want more than eight, they ask that you contact them ahead of time. So, as you can tell, they will accommodate you with as many meals as you would prefer. And also, there's going to be a concert with the Gary Lyons Trio and the James Rainey Trio July the 15th. 7 p.m. at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street here in Marion. So you'll want to get out for this if you enjoy Southern Gospel music. For more information, you can call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. It is now time for our offbeat fun facts. And we will have some information coming up. We've got Ripley's Believe It or Not, offbeat news, and a whole lot more. So keep your radio right where it's at right now. Let's find out what those offbeat fun facts are.
The state flower of Maine is a white pine cone. The world's largest cabbage weighed as much as a St. Bernard. A group of hippos is sometimes called a bloat. Tomato juice is Ohio's state drink. In the 1960s, you could buy celery-flavored Jell-O. A vending machine in Singapore gave away a free soda to anyone who hugged the machine. Every year, more than 100 million passengers fly through the airport in Atlanta, Georgia, the busiest in the world. With a price tag of $1,000, the world's most expensive cupcake contains 23 carats of edible gold. Giraffe hoofs are the size of dinner plates. About one-third of the veggies that U.S. kids eat are potatoes.
740-383-9944 is our number this morning. If you would like to call and answer one of our trivia questions, we're giving away a gift card to Subway. We'll give that away drawing style at 10:55 this morning. Here's how it works. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. We'll go over those trivia questions coming up in about 3 to 5 minutes. First of all, I've got Ripley's Believe It or Not. Designers André Bloch and Claude Parent created a Swiss Alpine cabin that looks like a giant boulder. They sculpted and spray-painted the exterior of the cabin to resemble a rough rock and then transported it by truck up the Swiss mountains using a crane to lower it into position. With a concealed door and a tiny window, it looks like part of the landscape. Also, Canterbury Cathedral in Kent, England, houses countless curiosities collected by 17th century traveler John Bargrave, including a chameleon pickled in brandy, the mummified finger of a Frenchman, a hippopotamus tooth, and a 12-piece anatomical model of a human eye. You know, I love variety museums, and I'm sure I would love that museum because wacky museums are my cup of tea. In 2015, cartographers discovered that Estonia was 38.6 square miles larger than previously thought after 800 new islands in the Baltic Sea were officially recognized. The country now includes 2,355 islands. If you like island hopping, there you go. Ripley's Believe It or Not is what you're listening to. The acidic water in the 660-foot wide Frying Pan Lake, yes, there is a Frying Pan Lake, on New Zealand's North Island has a constant temperature of 122 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. The Eden Motel in Taiwan has rooms themed on Batman, The Wizard of Oz, the horror movie The Mummy, and even on Alcatraz prison room, complete with prison bars, handcuffs, and barbed wire. And finally, to reduce the risk of birds striking airplane engines during a large military parade in Beijing, Chinese authorities recruited a team of monkeys trained to wreck nests in trees near the pilots' training areas. Five of the mischievous monkeys can dismantle 60 birds' nests in just one day. And now it is time for offbeat news. Let's check the offbeat report and find out exactly what is going on in the world of offbeat news. Well, this week was Pink Flamingo Day was celebrated, actually was celebrated back on June 23rd. It was founded by a Massachusetts mayor in 2007 to pay tribute to the inventor of the plastic lawn decorations. Amber, you absolutely love pink flamingos, don't you?
I do.
The holiday was first declared in 2007 by Mayor Dean J. Mazzarelli of Leominster, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the plastic pink flamingo lawn decoration. Mazzarelli declared the holiday to celebrate the flamingo ties to Leominster and to pay tribute to Don Featherstone, who created the first plastic flamingos while working at Union Products in 1957. Pink flamingos were manufactured in Leominster until Union Products sold the copyright in 2006. Featherstone died in 2015, just one day before Pink Flamingo Day. So I don't know what you were doing on June 23rd this past week, but you could have been celebrating Pink Flamingo Day. An Oregon man broke an unusual Guinness World Record when he found and alphabetized all 26 letters in a can of alphabet soup in 2 minutes and 8.6 seconds. Jacob Chandler said he decided to try to break a Guinness World Record and look through some possibilities before reading about the alphabet soup record. Quote, "I was intrigued by the idea of alphabetizing a canned soup. I've eaten plenty of alphabet soup in my life, but never stopped to think someone would make a challenge out of organizing the letters," Chandler told Guinness. Chandler said he made preparations, including finding the perfect size bowl and spoon, identifying the right kind of alphabet soup with large and easily recognizable letters, and studying up to make sure he could tell the difference between letters like M and W. But he did it! Alphabetizing alphabet soup. Have you ever done that with a few letters? I believe I have, back in the day, when I used to eat that sort of thing. And finally, offbeat news here. A Kansas couple vacationing in Las Vegas said their dog escaped from a pet hotel and ran 2 miles to their home where he triggered their doorbell camera. Jeremy Henson said he and his wife Sarah dropped off their dog Dexter at a Lenexa pet hotel before traveling to Las Vegas, where their phones informed them that their Ring doorbell camera had detected motion at the house. Henson said he and his wife were shocked to see the canine on camera. "We kept thinking it has to be another dog. Nope, that's definitely Dexter," they said. Henson said Dexter had jumped a 6-foot fence and a 4-foot retainer fence to escape the boarding facility and had run to the couple's home. The couple contacted the pet hotel, which sent a van to the home. They said Dexter ran right up to the vehicle and jumped inside. So Dexter was safe and sound. You know those doorbell cameras, Amber? Is it TikTok that shows those different doorbell cameras, people doing different dances and things on those?
Yeah, it's TikTok.
Yeah, and the other day somebody took a fall on one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
She was coming up on the porch and just fell right over. I hope she was okay, but those doorbell cameras catch a lot, don't they?
They do.
All right, let's do some more trivia here at 740-383-9944. Let's go over the trivia questions that we have left for you here. We're giving away a Subway gift card this morning here at 10:55 on this morning, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us and answer one of our trivia questions. Here's some on the page that I have left. What is the name of the last NASA manned moon landing? What is the name of the last NASA manned moon landing?
The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster? The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster?
In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit? In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit?
How many hearts does an octopus have? How many hearts does an octopus have?
In which country would you find the Blarney Stone? In which country would you find the Blarney Stone?
What American horse race is run at Churchill Downs? What American horse race is run at Churchill Downs?
740-383-9944. Give us a call if you know the answer to those trivia questions. We will sign you up for a chance to win our Subway gift card, which we're giving away at 10:55 this morning. And we would love to get you in here in the running for a chance to win that coming up. Looks like we got a caller coming in and maybe a guest here. Good morning. We're on the air.
How about Ireland?
Ireland is where you would find that Blarney Stone. That is a correct answer. You have got it right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You know, we're Amber and I were discussing where exactly we were going to go today. Do you remember where all we said we were going to go?
We had talked about Amish country, Indian Lake.
So we decided to go to a city that's fun to say. Can you even say the name of that city over there?
I think so.
What is the city we decided to go to?
Wapakoneta.
All right, and we're going to try a restaurant today. And what is the restaurant's name? Do you remember?
The Side Rail.
The Side Rail. And it's got a, does it have a theme to it? Does the restaurant have a theme? Is it a...
Train theme.
I believe it has a train theme. But the menu looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
So we're going to go try the Side Rail in Wapakoneta. And if we have time, we might even tour. Is it the Neil Armstrong Museum? It's not the Buzz Aldrin Museum, is it? It's the Neil Armstrong Museum.
I think it's the Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong Museum over in Wapakoneta. So I think that's what we're going to do today. So we'll report back to you and let you know exactly how that went today. So that's what we've got on the table for this weekend, and so we're looking forward to doing that as soon as the program is over. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:42 and 80 degrees.
RadioNate.us is our website. That's RadioNate.us. We started a new Facebook page that you can click on the link there at RadioNate.us to access. It's called Amber and Nate Adventures. And when we go over to Wapakoneta, we'll be posting our pictures from there today. And if you go to RadioNate.us and click on Amber and Nate Adventures at the top of the page, you'll see that. I also do a food blog where I take videos of the places that I go to eat at. That's also there at the top of the page if you go to RadioNate.us. So just remember that. You can always keep track of everything we do at RadioNate.us. Well, it looks like it's time for one of my favorite features. It looks like one of our new features here on Saturday mornings. It's time for, we either go back and forth between calling them dumb criminals or stupid criminals. What are you calling them today? Dumb criminals or stupid criminals?
Stupid criminals.
Okay, we're stupid criminals today. What do you got for us today?
One business owner thought he was about to be robbed until the thief's gun started dripping water. He was being robbed with a water pistol. The owner realized he was in no danger except of getting wet. Detective Raymond says after the businessman refused to hand over any cash, the thief ran away. But police later tracked the guy down. Looks like the thief went from being Top Gun to Little Squirt.
I guess so, for sure. Well, it is June the 25th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1788, Virginia ratified the U.S. Constitution and became the 10th state of the United States. 1864, Union troops surrounded the Petersburg, Virginia, and began building a mine tunnel beneath the Confederate lines. 1862, Lucien B. Smith patented the first barbed wire. 1868, the U.S. Congress enacted legislation granting an 8-hour day to workers employed by the federal government. 1868, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina were readmitted to the Union. 1870 in Spain, Queen Isabella abdicated in favor of Alfonso XII. 1910, the U.S. Congress authorized the use of postal savings stamps. 1917, the first American fighting troop landed in France. 1948, the Soviet Union tightened its blockade of Berlin by intercepting river barges heading for the city. And in 1950, on this date, North Korea invaded South Korea, initiating the Korean War. And that's what happened on this June 25th, on this day in history. 740-383-9944 is our number. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to get in contact with me via email, if that's the easiest way for you, my email address is simply radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. You can also contact Amber at
radioamberosu@gmail.com. RadioAmberOSU@gmail.com.
So there you go. Our couple of email addresses. That's easy to remember. We would love to get anything you would love to send to us. And if it's something that you think we would like, we'll put it on the air for you. Or if you'd like to just say hello, if you'd like to say you like the program, or if you'd like to give us some constructive criticism, we would be happy with that as well. So feel free to send us an email to those particular email addresses. All right, hey, let's go over the trivia again. See if we can get some more questions answered here on our program here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Amber's got a recipe coming up straight ahead, and you'll want to be listening to the recipe today because it's a good one. You'll be able to find this recipe, too, by going to Facebook.com/RadioNate, Facebook.com/RadioNate, or going to my website, RadioNate.us. You can find the Radio Nate link there as well. Like I said, anything we talk about here on the program, you can find at RadioNate.us to make it easy for you. What is the name of the last NASA manned moon landing? What is the name of the last NASA manned moon landing?
The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster? The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster?
In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit? In 1953, Edmund Hillary was one of the first two recorded people to reach what summit?
How many hearts does an octopus have? How many hearts does an octopus have? What American horse race is run at Churchill Downs? What American horse race is run at Churchill Downs?
All right, and we have 7 minutes to go, just about, until we do our drawing. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out who's going to win. We want to thank those who have called in. We want to thank Brenda and Janet and David and Lee and Judy C., and Noah for calling in this morning. And if you haven't called in yet, or hey, if maybe you're one of our regular listeners and you haven't called in yet here on a Saturday morning, we would absolutely love to hear from you. So call and answer one of our trivia questions. We'll get you up on the air. We'd love to chat with you here on this hot Saturday here at 740-383-9944. Well, Amber is over there by the stove. It looks like she's been mixing some things up, and looks like she's got her apron on. So it's time to head to Amber's kitchen for today's recipe. But I'm going to have to let her stand there with her apron on for just a moment while we grab a phone call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's just three hearts.
Yes, that is right. Three hearts. You've got it. Very good. Hey, thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Amber, take it away with the recipe.
Bacon cheeseburger roll-up. 1 pound ground beef. 4 slices bacon cut into half-inch pieces. 1 small onion chopped. 8 ounce Velveeta cut into half-inch cubes. 1 package refrigerated pizza crust. Heat oven to 400 degrees. Brown ground beef with bacon and onions in large skillet on medium to high heat and drain. Return meat mixture to skillet. Add Velveeta. Cook 5 minutes or until melted, stirring frequently. Cool 10 minutes. Unroll pizza dough onto baking sheet sprayed with cooking spray. Press into 15 by 8 inch rectangle. Top with meat mixture. Roll up starting at one long side. Rearrange if necessary so roll is seam side down. Bake 20 to 25 minutes or until golden brown.
Boy, that sounds like a good one. Sounds like a good one. And she has promised to cook this up for me coming up this weekend, didn't you?
No.
Well, I tried. You know, I tried. Well, it is time for the one and only. We didn't get to it last week, so some folks thought that I threw this feature out, but no, no fear. It is time to head with me down the long hallway. Or is it the short hallway? Well, it's the hallway nonetheless. Head with me down the hallway, make a right, have a seat, and I have written on the chalkboard this week's weird word of the week. Yes, indeed. Here it is. For the first time on a Saturday morning, because I didn't get to it last week, it's in garland is today's weird word. In garland. That would be spelled E-N-G-A-R-L-A-N-D. In garland. It's a verb. The definition, to encircle with or as with a wreath or festoon of flowers, leaves, or other material. In garland was first recorded in English circa 1580. So this is definitely an old word. In garland, definition, to encircle with or as with a wreath or festoon of flowers, leaves, or other materials. So I suppose that if you have a wreath or something on your door and you engarland it with decorations, I suppose that would be the correct usage of the term. Well, we're coming up on just 2 minutes to go until we do our drawing and find out exactly who the winner is going to be of our drawing today for the Subway gift card. I'm excited. Going to find out who the winner is today. And so, yes, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And we will shuffle these up and draw out a name for sure. And so that's coming up straight ahead. Let's see. Amber, do you have any trivia questions left on your page there that left over yet?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and just read yours straight through, and I'll throw in the two that I have left.
The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster? The country of Ukraine was the location of which nuclear disaster?
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get the answer to your Churchill Downs question?
No, we did not.
That's the Kentucky Derby, isn't it?
It is the Kentucky Derby. You've got it. And what's your first name?
Pat Henry.
Oh, Pat Henry. All right, Pat. Hey, we're glad you're out there this morning. We appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much for listening.
I'm heading over to Caledonia to the yard sale.
You know, I heard about those. Those are going to be a lot of fun today for sure, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are you looking for anything in particular or just going to go over there and browse around?
Just general junk.
That's right. That's what I look for. Just whatever catches my eye.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Did I tell you about those, Amber?
You did not.
Are you upset?
Yeah, I think I would have rather went there today.
You did? Oh, well. Yep, the old yard sales in Caledonia. Well, it's time to shuffle everybody up and find out who's going to win today's Subway gift card. And so let us see here. 10:55 this morning, Eastern Standard Time. The winner for this morning is none other than Brenda. Brenda, congratulations. You're the winner. And I have my little address book right here in front of me. And I am flipping through. And I do not see that I have your address in here. So as soon as I go off the air at 11 o'clock, if you could give me a call, Brenda, and I will write your address down so that I can send this Subway gift card in the mail right to your door. I thought I had your address down somewhere, but since I transferred into the book here, I do not believe I have your address down. So, Brenda, give me a call here at 11 o'clock, soon as I go off the air, and I will write your address down so I can send you this gift card. But I do want to thank everybody that called in this morning. Thank you, Janet. Good to hear from you. David, good to hear from you. Lee, good to hear from you. And Judy C., good to hear from you. Noah, good to hear from you. Pat, good to hear from you. And Brenda, our winner, good to hear from you also. So thank you, everybody that called here. And, of course, we're here every Saturday morning now from 10:15 until 11 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Well, we have just enough time for our ladies' corner, and Amber has some tips and tricks and information to share. It's always going to be tips and tricks or information to share for you. So let's go to ladies' corner in the last 3 minutes of the program this morning.
Did you know that drinking 2 glasses of Gatorade can relieve headache pain almost immediately without the unpleasant side effects caused by traditional painkillers? Did you know that Colgate toothpaste makes an excellent cream for burns? Before you head to the drugstore for a high-priced inhaler filled with mysterious chemicals, try chewing on a couple of strong Altoid peppermints. They'll clear up your stuffed nose. Achy muscles from a bout of the flu? Mix 1 tablespoon of horseradish and 1 cup of olive oil. Let the mixture sit for 30 minutes, then apply it as a massage oil for an instant relief for aching muscles. Sore throat? Just mix 1/4 cup of vinegar with 1/4 cup of honey and take 1 tablespoon 6 times a day. The vinegar kills the bacteria.
All right. Very good. Is that what you had there?
That's what I had.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt you. I never want to interrupt you, because you got good information.
Right.
That's right. You know, that sore throat, it's terrible to have a sore throat. And I haven't had a sore throat for a while. You had a sore throat not long ago, didn't you?
I did.
And those are terrible, aren't they?
They are.
Absolutely. You'll have to try that trick next time around, won't you? For sure. Well, you know what? That's all the time we have for this morning, kids. Appreciate you so much for listening to the program this morning. I sound like my brother. He's always calling people kids. He's always said, well, let's go, kids. I think he might have got it from my grandmother when she was living. I believe she'd always say, kids. Okay, kids, let's go. Okay, well, you know, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And we will do it again next Saturday morning. I'm also on the air on Wednesdays from 5:15 until 6 with Terry Tackett and Pastor Craig with Live at 5, the show with no name. And Amber, you host every other week now with us, don't you?
I do.
All right. So this week it's supposed to be Terry Tackett, and then the following week will be Miss Amber right here on the radio. So we appreciate you so much listening, and thank you so much for calling. If it wasn't for you, the program just wouldn't go. Hey, there's lots of great programming throughout the weekend. Hey, don't forget my partner here this weekend is Pastor Craig. He's here 9:10 tomorrow morning with Study His Word Radio. You'll want to be right here. So, Amber, I'll see you later, right?
Yep.
Actually, I won't. I'll see you all weekend long, fortunately for me.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP.